If you're just joining us, we're talking with the new chief warden of the Department of Natural Resources. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The DNR's chief warden, Casey Krieger, was fascinated with becoming a warden at a young age. He recalls a presentation at his Anago grade school at age 10, and it stuck with him. Krieger is a 22-year veteran of the DNR, rising through the ranks and fulfilling a childhood dream. Have you encountered a DNR warden when you are out in a state park or when you're boating or hunting? What is the interaction like? What questions do you have about what wardens do? We're at 800-642-1234. Casey Krieger was sworn in earlier this month as the DNR's chief warden. Previously, he was captain of the South Central Region in Fitchburg, and he succeeds Todd Schaller, who retired after more than 30 years of service. Chief Warden Krieger, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So your first job with the DNR was as a field warden more than 20 years ago. Those are the wardens a lot of people run into when they're out in the state parks or on state property. What did you do in your time as a field warden? What is that job like?
Sure. Yeah, there's 155 field wardens across the state of Wisconsin, and their primary duties are working in individual counties. So on an average, we have 1 to 2 officers per county. And their job responsibilities kind of run the gamut. It's really unique. The job kind of flows with the seasons of Wisconsin, if you will. This time of year, they're out working the snowmobile trails, making sure those trails are safe for our public. They're out talking to fishermen on the ice all across the state during the ice fishing that we have this time of year. Trapping seasons are going, and as you spill into the different seasons, spring, obviously the fishing, the boating in the summer, that's one unique thing about the job is it really evolves with the seasons of Wisconsin. So when you're recreating in the outdoors, there's a chance that you could run across one of our men or women out there.
So you supervise the hundreds of wardens around the state. There are more than 20 wardens in training. How do you feel your resources are in carrying out the duties of enforcement?
Sure. Yeah, we have a total of 221 credentialed officers. Our Bureau of Law Enforcement is composed of about 255 full-time employees. But 221 are actually credentialed and are out there, you know, enforcing the laws of in Wisconsin. We average about, like I said or alluded to earlier, about 1 or 2 per county, and that's pretty daunting. At one time, I saw a fact or some data that it said there's one warden for every 12,400 and some recreators out there. So,
and good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. So the odds of being or running into one of our folks is low, but they're out there every day doing that work. And I've been across the gamut too, where I've checked folks that have hunted or fished for 30 years and never met a warden, and they're intrigued and they've heard and they said, well, I've bought licenses all these years. It's nice to finally get checked. And then I've run into other folks that said I got checked yesterday. So it's pretty unique. But yeah, there's 221 folks out there doing that work.
One of the areas of enforcement investigations is in these poaching cases, especially taking deer out of season. How common is illegal hunting in Wisconsin?
It still occurs. You know, I think a lot of folks kind of think that that was a thing of the past, but much like the seasons, we come across folks that make mistakes and don't follow the laws quite to code the way they're supposed to. So the poaching has evolved, if you will, different weaponry, obviously technology, all of that plays into our new world out there as we, you know, try to enforce those laws. Even the social media piece of it, everything is so fast, so quick, and so technological nowadays, we as the warden force had to adapt and evolve with the times as well. So,
how have you adapted and evolved? And when you refer to technology, that's changing.
Probably the biggest change that we've encountered is just how we reach our public. You know, back 20 some years ago, it was newspapers, radio stations, and now there's so many outlets. All the different social media platforms where our folks communicate, especially our younger generations. And we have to evolve with the times to make sure we're reaching the public, because some folks still like to get their news out of a newspaper and some folks like to get it online. So we just try to adapt and provide information to folks in all those venues to try to introduce them to the outdoors.
We're talking with the Wisconsin's new DNR. New Chief Warden Casey Krieger is our guide. Your questions about what wardens do, about Enforcement Division, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So the bald eagle population here in our state has grown incredibly through almost the entire state, and experts say the growth is credited to the enforcement of the Clean Water Act. How do wardens and the DNR play a role in enforcing federal laws and regulations like the Clean Water Act?
Sure. So a lot of those laws intertwine with Wisconsin laws. A lot of Wisconsin laws are built off federal platforms. It can be more restrictive, quite honestly, than some of the federal laws, but things such as the Clean Water Act provided that foundational check, if you will, to make sure that our waterways are and our air, all those things, those I call them foundational pieces to our structure, are sound. If the, you know, going back to the hunting, the fishing, the trapping, that and the bird watching, all of the things that our folks enjoy, we don't have any of that if we don't have good clean water to drink and clean air to breathe. So those are really important foundational pieces for our folks. So day in and day out, we're making sure that those waterways, contaminants aren't getting in there. We're investigating different complaints that come in. Somebody, simple as walking down to their a creek and seeing a discoloration in the water, and they call and pick up the phone and call us and have us investigate it to make sure that there's not something going on that shouldn't be. The Warden Forest is really a resource for the public. I think that's one of the biggest messages I try to convey, that we're really out there working with the public to protect themselves. I mean, the citizenry out there on our trails and recreation, as well as our resources that we all need. So we work very collaboratively with the public and our constituents to do what we do out there on the landscape.
Let's go to John now in Sturgeon Bay with a question. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. A question, kind of a broad question, is how you folks deal with some of the political ramifications that create decisions in Madison that end up making your job so much tougher. And I really wanted you to specifically, if you could speak to the recent development where you don't have to have a carcass tag on your deer when you harvest it. And I hear things where we don't believe it changes, you know, the deer count. We don't, you know, we have an accurate deer kill. We don't believe that people are not tagging it and, you know, just keeping deer that aren't tagged and then going back out. And that is absolutely my experience. That is absolutely not what's happening. And many, many people that I hunt with and know people that the deer just goes right in the freezer and they're back out hunting.
John, thanks for the call. Chief Warden Krieger, what are the rules around tagging and carcasses?
Yeah, he alluded to, the sport has evolved as well, and he hit the nail on the head. These laws will change. The laws that we know today will change into the future, and that kind of falls back to that adaptability that we need to have as a warden force. When the people make the law change, you know, down at the legislature, and we switch gears. It's up to us to go out there and enforce that new law. I think the important piece is the constant feedback. I've a lot of laws that I've been involved with regards to both implementing or helping develop. Folks are always looking back to see if we hit the mark there. So I think it's important for our folks that, you know, in this instance, our hunters, continue to communicate their concerns, continue to communicate with our wildlife biologists, our wardens, their legislators, the representatives in their respective areas if they have concerns about different things that they're seeing on the landscape or concerns for their sport, because we funnel all that back. And, you know, we will provide that feedback when asked and so they can make better informed decisions in the future. But that's another challenge that we have. The laws have evolved so much from back in the 70s and the 80s to what they are now. In some areas, it's gotten a little easier to recreate because some of the laws have been cleaned up and simplified. But in other places, it's become a lot more complex, you know, adding CWD into the mix and some of the
chronic wasting disease.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. A lot of those invasive species laws that we have now that we didn't necessarily worry about back then.
We have less than a minute left, but another piece of your job is about education, educating the public about the state's natural resources. How do wardens help people learn about what's out there on the land and the plants and the animals.
Sure. Day in and day out, every contact is an opportunity for us to interact with the public and educate them on different things. I know when I was a field warden, people always took advantage of that time to say, hey, well, I got you here. Maybe they're fishing, but they're asking a trapping question or a hunting question. And we spend a lot of time educating one-on-one, but then there's other facilities. We have wardens in schools. We have folks that have routine contacts with media outlets and do warden check-ins and warden reports. A lot of neat opportunities, radio interviews. Every time we have an opportunity to get out there and reach our public to help them understand why or what direction we're going, we try to capitalize on that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Casey Krieger was sworn in earlier this month as the DNR's new chief warden. Coming up, we discuss phonics instruction and what it looks like in the classroom. A Wisconsin professor shares his research on phonics and its ability to teach kids to read. That's coming up right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.